The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
When the time has come for moving on, you can't go wrong.
The Eric Stewart Show. This is Pointing You Home.
Pointing You Home.
All you need to know about buying, selling, and everything in between. Now, here's your host, Eric Stewart.
Good morning, Washington. Another great day here for Real Estate Talk, 8 to 8:30 Sunday mornings here on WMAL. I'm so happy when my past clients call me back and say, Eric, you did such a good job for us. We want you to come back and do it again. Back in 2005, I worked with a lovely couple, and they sold their home in Gaithersburg, Maryland with me in 2005, multiple offers above asking price. It was the time, right? That was the time. We had a market similar to what we have now, although we're not as far along now as they were, as we were then in the market. You remember we had like 3 years of just incredible upside? Folks, we're in year two right now. It's like 2004. All right, we've got some upside ahead of us. And I'll be hosting webinars this month called Coffee with Eric Stewart. It'll be a Q&A style town hall format where I'll give a brief lecture on where I think we're going, when I think this market is going to come to its conclusion, and how to be ready for it. Also, how do you buy for less when you're selling for more? I'll give you my personal strategies for accomplishing that. If you want to sign up for that webinar or any of our webinars, go to ericstewartgroup.com. Well, the couple from Gaithersburg bought in Oakton in 2005 in Hearthstone Village. And we have just put their home up for sale just a couple of days ago at $1,250,000. It's just a phenomenally detailed single-family home with almost zero lot line and yet incredible privacy. How is that possible? Because it backs up to a gorgeous stone wall and the house is almost all brick, and if it isn't, it's hardy plank. Cement siding. All in, there's over 6,500 square feet on all three levels. In fact, Richmond America, who designed this home, won an award for best design of the year 2005 for this particular model. It's particularly pretty and nice and enjoyable because the lines, although it's an incredibly Georgian-looking home, check it out, by the way, at 2978 Trousseau Lane. That's Trousseau Lane in Oakton, Virginia. The lines are Georgian on the exterior, but on the inside, they took what is the box of a house, and they divided it, and they moved rooms into positions and staircases, spiral staircases, and gorgeous, and I say spiral, it's actually a rounding staircase, not in the true sense of spiral so tight, but you think of grand staircases that you might come down, and this is a grand staircase that does not take up the center of the home in such a way that it compromises the flow of a home. Instead, Richmond America moved it over to the left side, right between the office and the living room. Big open family room to the back with fireplace opening to the kitchen, 9-foot ceilings on all three floors. You got opportunity here if you want to expand or downsize in terms of the maintenance. All of the maintenance is included in Hearthstone Village. And at $1,250,000 for that quality of construction and just detail, it's good value, folks. Really good value. I highly encourage you to take a look. It's the Michaux model, M-I-C-H-A-U-X, if you want to look up that model online. That is the model that won them the award, 4,576 square feet above, and then another 2,200 down. So we're over 6,500 square feet on all levels. Check it out, okay? All right, so the nature of this market when it comes to putting houses for sale, goodness, we keep continuing to put houses on the market, continue to get the kind of elevated prices that we all hope for when we're thinking of selling. This is your chance right now. This is your chance. If you have been waiting for that market that just surprises and shocks, think about how many times you thought about selling and downsizing and right-sizing or maybe, moving to North Carolina or whatnot. You know, prices have gone crazy everywhere. Fortunately, they've gone crazy here too. So if you sell here and buy there, you'll do better the exchange is stronger here for what you're buying there, but, you know, prices have gone up there. But here, I mean, we've seen a 12%, 13% increase just in the last 2 months from last year's prices. If you're not sure if the time has come, maybe you tried to sell and you just couldn't. There was no demand or no structure or strategy. Let me give you an example of what just happened about a week and a half ago. Jim and my group and I listed a home at $1,388,000. Now, we listed it for $1,400,000. That's how we signed the agreement. The couple had previously tried to sell for $1,300,000 2 years ago, just under $1,300,000. We told them I felt like the value should be probably around 1.4 as an asking price, but we agreed to drop it to $1,388,000. Any idea why I would drop it to $1,388,000? What do you think the significance is of the number 8 or the number 4? If you know, good for you. If you don't know, I'll tell you. So in Chinese culture, the number 4 is a number of death. Okay, it's not a good number. But the number 8 is the number of wealth. By the way, the number of health is 9. And what I found is that by articulating my pricing when it makes sense to hit on the right numbers, it will draw more interest. Seriously. And I did a lot of research on this. On this show back in 2007 and 2008, I covered how builders in Miami were building condos. This is just as things were topping out. Building condos and selling them outright to foreign nationals by putting the number 8 in every apartment number. So the first floor was 108, the next apartment was 118, 128, 138, next floor, 208, 218, so on, all the way up to the 8th floor. And the last apartment was 888. There was an extra cost for that. You may not be superstitious about this, and I'm not personally, but I do know what helps to sell for my clients. And at the end of the day, you're hiring me as a professional to tell you what to do to try and attract the most attention. Well, sure enough, we got 6 offers on that property listed for $1,388,000. And 5 of them came from you-know-who. And we ended up at $1,500,000 on that property. And the buyer paid all the transfer tax, which typically the seller and the buyer would pay. It was an $18,000 value. So my client got a number at $1,500,000, similar to what it would be at $1,518,000 if they were to have to pay half of the transfer tax. But in this case, the buyer paid 100% of it. That is a jump from $1,388,000 to $1,500,000, 6 offers, and boom, no inspection, boom, no financing contingency, boom, under contract on the sign, boom. You may have thought, well, I can't sell. I can't sell because I can't buy. I don't know where to go. It's going to cost me more. Well, if you're buying up in a rising market and the percentage holds true, you will pay more in equity. Selling 600 to buy 900, you have a $300,000 spread. If both properties go up by 10%, you now have a $330,000 spread because it went from 6 to 660 and the 9 goes to 990. You've now got 330. But remember, with rates at 3.25%, or if you want a 10-year ARM, with Brian Baker, he'll do a 2.5% 10-year ARM, folks, right now, if you don't think you'll be there for a long time or you want to pay your debt down faster. Pretty sweet stuff at Brian Baker's company. You want more information on that, just reach out to me at eric@ericstewartgroup.com. I'll send you his contact. When rates are cheap, the difference in the spread is small because the amount that you're borrowing, even though it's greater, it's still at a lower multiple based upon the factor of what it costs to borrow money each month. So we are in a rising market. If you're downsizing, you actually have the opportunity to catch the upside of your single. And if you're going to condominium living, listen to last week's show. Last week's show, I covered the opportunity for condominium purchases, which is ignored right now and should not be, especially for those of you who are right-sizers. You can get not only the upside on your single family or townhome, but the condos are struggling and there's some downside in price corrections. So they're correcting, you're increasing, and that creates a double spread opportunity. More information on that if you want. Send me an email, eric@ericstewartgroup.com, and I'll have one of my team get in touch and help you understand that concept and how it can work for you. Get a free market evaluation of your home. Know the value. We can do it by email if you prefer. We just need your address. So be sure to join us this month. Every week, I'll be doing a coffee with Eric Stewart, Q&A, lecture opportunity for 1 hour, limited to 25 guests. It's free. Just come on, be a part of it. We'll give you a free market evaluation of your home. All we need is your address, and we're going to give everybody a cup of coffee. Believe it. It's going to happen. Just go to ericstewartgroup.com if you want to register for that and find out. I'm going to talk about when the market will come to an end, why it will come to an end. I've been through three bulls and two bear markets, and I have a good sense of where we are right now in the middle of all that to find out my thoughts and my intuition about all of this at that webinar. Let's turn our attention to Helen Flynn, who I'm thrilled joins us this morning to share information on a brand new listing she's brought to the market. Good morning, Helen.
Good morning, Eric. I am so thrilled to talk about this listing in Grist Mill Woods. It's a beautiful colonial in a small enclave of houses adjacent to George Washington's Grist Mill in the Mount Vernon area. And the owners, from the time their original owners, they put in all the bump outs that could be put in, all the high-end things that could be done. And they have spent a number of years now updating every single thing in that house. So it has a beautiful backyard with, I think it's 40 evergreen trees in the backyard. It has one of the largest backyards. And when you drive up, they have a stone walkway from the street all the way up to the front door with a medallion in the middle of it. It is a truly elegant entrance, and the whole house just speaks of good taste and quality. And I'm looking forward to having people see it and enjoy it and make it their home.
Thanks, Helen. That's 8903 Grist Mill Woods Court, 1,050,000 in the Mount Vernon High School District. Check it out at ericstewartgroup.com. We'll be back with more.